Say, our God brings.
Backed by the Arundale State Prison Women's Choir, Deal signed the bill during services at Antioch Baptist Church in his hometown of Gainesville. Deal says nearly all of Georgia's almost 60,000 inmates will eventually be released from prison. The new reforms are aimed at helping them stay out.
If we do not do what we can to make it possible for them to re-enter and be law-abiding citizens when they re-enter, then we have, in fact, increased the danger to all of us as Georgians.
The new law is the final leg of Deal's three-part criminal justice overhaul, which also includes reforms to the juvenile justice system and prosecution of nonviolent offenders. The newest reforms bar some state agencies from disqualifying job applicants because of criminal records. The law also requires the Board of Corrections to create a certificate program, a sort of recognition for inmates who complete any required treatment or vocational training while in prison.
They can take that with them when they go to apply for a job. And there will be the possibility even that we can go further to incentivize employers to give them a job.
Critics say the new law doesn't go far enough because it doesn't include those incentives for companies that hire ex-offenders. Speaking after the ceremony, Deal says it's something the state may look at in the future.
Once they get out, we believe that the private community is going to respond favorably. We are already seeing those kind of positive responses.
Judy Mize attended services Sunday. She has a son who's recently been released from prison.
He can't find a job anywhere. Just like the governor said, when you get to a certain block and you check that box and it say felony, they won't hire you.
Mize says she hopes Deal's reforms will ease her son's job search. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.